Well, we just ask the Lord to visit us this afternoon. I feel like the Lord's been giving me a little message here for some time about praise and about the majesty of the Lord, and want to start in 1 Chronicles 16 and verse 29. We just ask the Lord to meet with us and give us some things to our heart to take with us. Verse 29 says, "Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness." You know, it says here, give him the glory that's due unto his name. And if you look up the word glory, it says splendor or copiousness. Glorious, glory or honor or honorable. And I've thought before, and it's kind of been a little, I don't know how to say this, kind of maybe a little puzzle at times. Why would God be so interested in us giving him praise and honor? And, you know, it might seem a little strange at first. What is the Lord's idea that he wants honor like that? And I want to just start working through the scriptures a little bit and try to understand the mind of God. I believe the Lord kind of revealed some things to me. In Genesis, the first chapter, and verse 1, it says, "In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness." And, you know, it says, God saw the light that it was good. It was good. Have you ever done something, a piece of handiwork, or some of you quilt, some of you do all kind of maybe photography, maybe mechanics, maybe body work or carpenter work, and you've built something and you got done with it and you was just real happy with it. It just looked good. You know, the Lord saw the things that he did, and he said it was good. He saw that it was good anyway. And in verse 10 and 12, it says, "And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas, and God saw that it was good. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good." And it drops on down in the 26th verse and says, "And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, "Be fruitful, and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing," excuse me, "that moveth upon the earth. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat, and it was so. And God saw everything that he had made, And behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. You know, the Lord not only made all of these things all about us that we look at and stand in awe of. Man, in his greatest science, can only understand bits and pieces of what God has done. And artists in their greatest works can only depict something God made. And so we see those things, and then he made man. And over in Psalms 100 it says, "Know ye that the Lord, he is God? It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture." You know, we aren't made of ourselves, are we? We didn't make ourselves. We didn't form anything that's made. God made us. And the scripture says, "It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves." And you know, this afternoon I was just kind of laying that for foundation. But the Lord made all these things, and I believe as a master artisan, much more than that, he takes pleasure in those things. But really, he made all the things of earth. He really made for us, for the service of man. He made the fruit, the trees, the seeds, the plants. He made those for man. But he made man for himself. And even of those things he made, I want to turn to Psalms 148, starting at 3, and just look a little bit about what the scripture says about what God made. It's so interesting to see what the scripture says here about it. At one time, I looked at this and it just looked like Greek to me. Now it just feeds my soul every time I see this psalm. But it says here, "Praise ye him," verse 3, "sun and moon. Praise him, all ye stars of light. Praise him, ye heavens of heavens, and ye waters that be above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded, and they were created." Do you know that they do praise the Lord? I believe it's in the 19th chapter of Psalms, if I remember right, where it talks about their voice goes out to all the earth, and there is no place. "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork." It says, "Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard." Do you know that everywhere that there are people, God is getting glory from what he has made? And so it says, "Praise ye him, sun and moon." Now we looked up the word glory, which is very similar to praise. We'll look that up in a minute too. And it said splendor. You know, the Lord, the scripture said, "Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name." Do you know the sun does that? The sun does exactly what God told it to. It shines every day, and it warms the earth. At 93 million miles, if I remember right, away from the earth, and yet it's just right, isn't it? It comes up and it warms the earth, and the earth turns on its axis, and we see there's darkness, and then there's light, and God did all those things. Isn't it amazing? If we were too much closer or farther away, life couldn't be on this planet. But God did all those things, didn't he? And so it says, "Praise him, for he commanded and they were created." Those things bring honor to God. And that's what we're talking about today. We're not only talking about praise from the lips. In fact, that's a small part of what I want us to think about today. Because that's just a little bit of the glory that God is wanting. What he really wants is for his handiwork to show forth. He wants what he has made to bring honor and praise to his name. And do you know the sun does that? The moon does that? Have you ever went out on a dark night and it's a full moon? You can't help but glorify God. Your heart just lifts up in praise to the Lord. And you look out there and you just pray as you see it. Lord, I worship you. Your name. It is amazing what you have done. Thank you. And we pray, don't we? And we seek the Lord. And our heart communes with him, doesn't it? It's bringing glory to his name. And so it goes on to say, he hath also established them forever and ever. He hath made a decree which shall not pass. Praise the Lord from the earth, ye dragons, and all deeps, fire and hail. You know, I don't know what the dragons altogether are talking about. Is it talking about some of these things we find in pits today? That we just find the bones? You know, the things God has made brings awe, doesn't it? It brings honor and worship to the Lord. And it goes on to say, and all deeps, fire and hail. You know, they still are finding that they have explored so much, and yet there's so much in the deeps that they don't know. There's so much down there that sometimes defies the laws of nature almost. How could it be? How could things like that live that deep? All those things. You know what? It speaks of God, doesn't it? It brings majesty to the Lord. You look at it and it is majestic. It brings honor to his name. Fire and hail, snow and vapor, stormy wind fulfilling his word. We know what those things are here, don't we? Especially in Oklahoma, we know what the fire is, the hail, the snow, the stormy winds. We see that, don't we? We see the hand of God in all those things, don't we? Mountains. Have you ever, I don't know how many of you have ever went mountain climbing, but you get way up on some high peak and get up there and just take a look. And it is awesome beyond belief to sit and look out across the mountain ranges and the beautiful peaks and valleys and snow and all the things that's out there. God did those things. Beasts and all cattle. Let's see, mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars. I can't help but, when I read these things, I can't help but my heart just worshiping the Lord. I always think about our peach trees when I think of this. And loaded with fresh, beautiful, luscious, sweet peaches. Now this year they got froze off, but the last 3 years we've just had loads of just wonderful peaches. Something from God. It glorifies God, doesn't it? And cedar and all cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowl. You know, it doesn't stop there. It goes on. And this is the part I want to talk about in our little lesson today. And I would like the Lord to just imprint upon our heart a longing to glorify God in our life. Can we give the Lord the glory and the honor that is due unto his name from our life? Will there be a few people that will give him honor and glory and praise from their life? It says here, kings of the earth and all people, princes and all judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children. Is it possible that all these can give glory to God? Is it possible for there to be such a blessing, such, when you see it, that you just have to worship the Lord for what's done? It is possible, isn't it? Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth and heaven. He also exalteth the horn of his people, the praise of all his saints, even of the children of Israel, a people near unto him. Praise ye the Lord. But it starts out in verse 1, and we didn't start there. And it says, praise ye the Lord. I want us to think about that this afternoon. You know, that word praise, it says to shine. This is the Greek, or the Hebrew here. It says to shine, hence to make a show, to boast, and thus to be clamorously foolish, to rave, causatively to celebrate, to boast, to commend, to glory, to praise, to shine. That's the words. I know a couple of those words were in there twice even. But do you know that the Lord today, He says, praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise Him in the heights. Praise ye Him, all His angels. Praise ye Him, all His host. This afternoon, I want us to think about what the Lord wants to do in our lives to bring glory and honor and credit to His name. My heart longs all the time, Lord, would You please, would You bring glory to Your name? You know, when the Lord wants us to do something, shouldn't our heart long for God to be glorified? Shouldn't our heart long for His voice to speak to us in those ways? You know, Psalms 149 here and 4, it says, for the Lord taketh pleasure in His people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. Isn't that a wonderful thing? That word salvation means something saved. That's what the original says. Something saved, that is abstractly deliverance. Hence aid or victory, prosperity, deliverance, health, help or helping, salvation, saving. Those are some of the words in the definition of that word. And it says, the Lord taketh pleasure in His people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. Do you know this afternoon the Lord wants to beautify our lives just like He did everything else He made? But we have to let Him do it, saints. We have to allow God to beautify our lives. And that takes us humbling ourselves to Him, letting Him cleanse us, letting Him work in our hearts, letting Him renew within us a right spirit, letting Him give us the things that makes people beautiful. You know, when you look at the earth and you look at all those things, we could go on for hours talking about the things God has made. And just in awe. Many times, many nights when I haven't been able to sleep, I love to get the encyclopedia and look through it and read about so many different things. You know, it's awe-inspiring. The things that God has done, the things that there is, God did those things, and it's beautiful. Folks, God wants to do the same thing in our lives today. Oh, how I long for the Lord to work in such a way that it brings glory and credit to His name. Do you know that there are people that live in such a way that it just simply brings credit to God? It just simply brings glory to His holy name today. It's His fingerprints. It's the work of His Spirit in their life. And you see it. And He beautifies them, and they become very beautiful people. People that when you when they get bit into, is there such a thing as a sweet aroma from a rose? Or must it be that everyone is just of the carnal lower nature? Can it be that God could beautify you and me in such a way that people long to be like that? Could it be that He can do that? I want to look at Isaiah 11 and 6, but I want to remember the definition that we gave about He will beautify the meek with salvation. Do you know what? And that word means with deliverance. It means being saved from something. Do you know what the Lord wants to do? He wants to save us from ourselves. He doesn't only want to save us from sin and from ungodliness. He wants to save us from ourselves. He wants to save us from the things that would discredit that there is a God. He wants to save us from the things that somebody else's influence upon our mind. That's not God's influence. The Lord wants to do that, and He wants to beautify our lives today. And I pray, God, would You beautify, would You build, would You bring honor and praise and glory to Your name through our lives? Lord, would You do that? Would You be glorified and honored in our services? Would You bring such glory to Yourself that You could smile Your smile of approval and Your presence? We call it anointing. Would You put Your presence upon our lives? That is so, so attractive to people, because people struggle with themselves. And so we long for the Lord to work in our lives and in our work for the Lord in such a way that it makes people want to be that way. See, you herd cattle, but you lead sheep. And that's what we want to do. We want to be led into a place where God, He works in our life, and you see His handiwork all through it. Not just in one area, not just in one little place, but you see His handiwork. I want to look at Isaiah, the 11th chapter and 6th verse, where the Lord begins to prophesy of what the gospel day is going to be like. And He says here, the wolf also shall dwell with the lamb. You know, that would be an amazing thing, to see wolves and lambs dwelling together in perfect peace, wouldn't it? But you know what? He's not talking about animals. He's talking about natures here. He wants us to realize that this is what His kingdom is about. And so if we would see a pack of wolves hungry, living alongside a bunch of lambs, and they just got along real good, you know, there you'd have to say something really happened, wouldn't you? There's something really, somebody's really done something here. You know what? That's what God wants to do in our lives, saints. The Lord inspire us today that our lives can glorify God in every area of them. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid. And the calf, the leopard's going to lie down with the kid. And the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. You know, Jesus tried to tell us, didn't He? Now, what's He mean by a little child shall lead them? Didn't Jesus tell us? This is Luke 18 and 17. He says, verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child shall in no wise enter therein. And so the Lord's wanting us to be led. It says a little child's going to lead them. You know what? I was thinking about little children. There's one thing about them. There's not a lot of pretense with children, is there? There's not a lot of malice, is there? You don't see that in little children. They can have their little spat, and a couple minutes later, they're just as, you know, they can have their disagreements. But in a few minutes, they're just getting along real good. Do you know the Lord wants us to recognize that He wants us to be led by these kind of things? He wants the little children, the qualities He was talking about, to lead our lives. He wants that to be something as a guiding. We're following. Leading is something's following, isn't it? The Lord wants us to follow in these ways. Is it really possible for people not to have malice or ill will? Is it really possible not to have grudges? Is it really possible to love people as if it never happened? Is that really possible? That's the way little children do. And that's what the Lord was telling us. Little child's going to show you the way. That's what it means. A little child's going to show you how to do it. And so in a couple of minutes, they forgot all about it. They're back to their play, aren't they? You know what? That takes a major work in our heart. Because we're older. We've got to have some real changes made. The Lord wants to do that for us today. And I just want to encourage us. Children can love again as if it never happened. You know, the Bible, I've heard people use the scripture about little children as if, you know, well, we don't need to worry about anything and understand anything. But the Lord didn't say to follow children in their lack of understanding. He wants us to follow them in malice, be children. But in understanding, be men, he says. And so this afternoon, the Lord help us that our lives be such that we're like little children. Can anybody hurt us? Yeah. We cry. Yeah, maybe for a little bit. But we don't hold it. Folks, I believe the Lord, he's been talking to me about this. The Lord help us to be like this and be led by a child, by children's ways in those ways. It goes on to say, and the cow and the bear shall feed. Their young ones shall lie down together. Impossible. It's impossible. It just, something going to be have to happen here. That's what God wants to do. He wants something to happen. It's a nature change. It's something God wants to do within us. And he wants us to recognize where he wants to take us. And he wants us to know that. Because believe me, this kind of thing here, if you had a herd of cows and bears together, you'd have something. People would be coming from far away to see that. Folks, listen. When we let the Lord work in our lives like he wants to, people cannot help but take notice. That is amazing. That's the way it is. It really is amazing, too. And God wants to do that for us. And their young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. And the sucking child shall play on the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the cockatrice's den. Those are snakes. Those are vipers. They're adders. They're poisonous. People, you know what? There's bad spirits. There's people with bad attitudes, with wrong things. Do you know what God wants to do? He wants to get a hold of us, folks. And he wants us to be able to all dwell together in peace. And the little child be able to put his hand where it was so dangerous to put before. And there's no danger at all. And the Lord wants that to happen. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. I believe the Lord has caused his gospel to go all across the world and the earth, and he wants it to be alive in us. You know, the Lord longs for that. He made all these other things, and don't they bring honor to God? Folks, we should be people that brings honor to God. Our congregations, wherever we are from, we need to work at it and let the Lord perform his work in us, that the world around us can believe, that they can see something that is astonishing. It's very different. It's completely abnormal what's going on. This don't happen like this. Yes, it does, because God is at work. So this afternoon, the Lord help us. I just thought about the fruits of the Spirit, how that the Scripture says it's love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith. meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. You could have a message on every one of those words in there, every one of those depictions of the Spirit. But do you know that the Lord wants to put these things in us? He wants us to grow in grace. He wants us to recognize our areas that maybe we're not as strong in. So, you know, some people get saved and they've been a lion. They've attacked people. They're very aggressive. Do you know the Lord wants... He wants us to know where He wants us to go. Says He wants us to bear fruit that is gentle. You know, He wants that lion-like person, that lion-like nature, to be gentle. The Lord wants to change us, doesn't He? And we have to be willing to let Him do that. In fact, we have to put in for it and ask Him to do that. Is it possible that man can give honor and glory and praise to our Maker? Are we so flawed as people that it is impossible? That's what the world of religion all around us tells us, much of it tells us that. I hear it real often. And we hear that, you know, well, I'm just a sinner saved by grace. You know, I can hardly stomach to hear that. Because we're not sinners. We're saints. That's what the words are written to. And the Lord wants us to be saints, that we're saved from sin by grace. And the Lord has enough grace. Can our faith take in that God has enough grace to make us into something that truly brings honor and praise to His name? Can we believe that today? Can we be that vessel that God has, that one of those vessels that truly is sweet, that truly is gentle, that truly is meek? When it's reproached, that it doesn't put its claws up and roar and all the... No, God doesn't want that, does He? He wants His people to be able to have this kind of life. That brings credit to God. That brings people... I will tell you what. We want our children to believe. Folks, oh, how we want our children to believe. I'll tell you how to make them believe. You live the gospel before them in such a way that it honors God. You know what? We have to fall on our face many times. Lord, I need Your help. I need Your help. I don't feel right about this thing. Lord, You're going to have to help me here. And you know what? We might have to pray for a few hours. But let's don't let it fester. Let's don't let it turn into malice. Let's don't let that hurt that we feel, that anger, if you will, those feelings, we don't have to let them turn into something sinful and cause us to do evil. No, the Lord wants us to know, You can come to Me, pray to Me, seek Me. I want to be able to prove to Your children that this is true. I want to be able to prove to them that there is life here. I want to be able to prove to them that there is something worth giving their life to. When they see all around them the world suffering constantly from the anger that people has that turns into evil and it's not purged and cleaned. Do you know, we see that all around us, don't we? You know, I was just thinking about a few little things. I don't want to be too long here. But I was thinking about the peach. Because that always comes to my mind when I think of these things. It's sweet, isn't it? Is it possible for God to make us sweet? Really sweet? When people bite into us, it's sweet. Is that a possibility? You know, God has to do a lot of work on us, doesn't He? I want to encourage us that we bring credit to God in our lives and that we bring honor to Him. Do we get frustrated sometimes? Yes, we do. Do we run low on patience sometimes? I'll speak for myself. Sometimes I do. But I'll tell you what they need to see at that time is, hey, I'm sorry. Y'all pray for me. I need the Lord to help me to be more patient here. I want to have a more kind disposition about this. And, you know, just be honest with ourselves and work through things. Do you know that's convincing? That's convincing because it's real. It's something that, and then they see what God does and how He changes and how He works in us, how He changes us. The Lord wants to do that. If the Lord can make a lion strong, if He can make a tree to grow and have that kind of strength and go up 300 feet, I've seen it in California, go up 200 and whatever, I think one of them's over 300, I believe, and make that tree able to hold all those tons of branches and all those. Can He not make us strong? Are we the only thing in creation that He cannot bring glory to His name through? Do we have to be so flawed that there is no hope for us? Do we have to say, I just can't help it? Or can we allow God to put His fingerprints upon our life and change us and make us after His image? Can we do that today? The snake. Do you know what Jesus said about snakes? He said to be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. He didn't say the snake was bad in every way. It's got a quality that's very, it's cunning, isn't it? Knows how to get to what it needs to get to, doesn't it? It knows how to do that. He said, you be wise like serpents, but you be harmless like doves. And so that's a pretty amazing thing when God does that, isn't it? You know, the body of Christ, I think about the body, and I look at the body that He's made us, the physical body. It's complex beyond belief. It's beyond what we can hardly take in. And yet, every part of it works together in perfect unison. Every part of it works together. Is it possible? Is it possible? Because, see, Jesus said, this is the way the world's going to know that you're my people. Because you have love one for another. Is it possible for a group of people in all the ins and outs and the differences of opinions from time to time? You know, when you come to build a chapel or something, there becomes some pretty strong differences, isn't there? I don't like red benches, some may say. And other, I just can't stomach that. And others just feel like that's the way it's got to be. Do you know that we have to work through those things? That's the work of God in our lives. And so, is it possible for the work of God? You know, we rub each other wrong, do we not? Of course we do. The disciples rubbed each other wrong sometimes. But is it possible for us to still just love each other like it never happened? Like it never happened? To love one another fervently like the Scripture says? Is that a possibility? Is it possible for God to have a body that works like that, that people have to say, you know, that's pretty amazing because I know some of them folks and they're very different? Or must we take our gift? See, the body is full of gifts. The Lord sets the members in the body as it pleases Him. He calls and He sets them in the body. And is it possible for those members to just work together in perfect unison? Is it possible for that to happen? Of course it is, by the grace of God. And so I just want to encourage us today, not throwing anything, but you know what? The Lord help us to see the vision, bring honor and majesty to His name, and glorify His name, and bring credit to God that made us. That's a wonderful thing, isn't it? And I long for that. I pray for that very often. Lord, would You bring glory to Your name? He gives me a message, and I don't say too much about myself, but folks, I long for God to get glory to His name. I don't want it to be mixed with me. The Lord help me not to. I want to be able to see it if I do and acknowledge it and get rid of it and not allow it. Do you know that we grow, don't we? We grow and then we're like, oh, I didn't realize. Ooh, I need to get rid of that thing. You know, God works with us like that, doesn't he? Is it possible for him to bring credit to his name when people look on that they glorify God for it? I believe it is today. Is it possible that though you are so weak in who you are, is it possible for the Lord to call you? I'm talking to you. All of you and me. Is it possible for the Lord to put his hand on you? And you know it's the Lord. Now I'm not talking about wondering and wishing or what. Is it possible for the Lord to put his hand on you and call you to do something that you know that you're not able to do? It is possible, isn't it? By the grace of God. Is it possible for God to work in a vessel that everybody knows it's not possible without God? You know who gets the glory out of that? God does. He gets the glory out of that because everybody knows it's God. Folks, listen. The Lord wants us to allow him those places in our life today and allow him to work within us like he wants to. Because, see, he told us he has an end in mind. He has some things in mind for you and me. Do we think he created the whole world and had a perfect vision of everything? The stars, the little things we can't even see that works behind the scenes that make things decay. The things that make things grow. All those things, we can't see them, and yet God had all that in mind. Do we think that he don't have some things in mind when he sees your life and mine? Oh, I think he's a great God. I think he wants to bring honor and glory to his name. He wants to work in our life in such a way. But it comes, he just has a volunteer army. It comes by people stepping up and saying, Lord, would you get glory out of this unworthy vessel? I don't have much to offer you, but I will give you my life if you'll take it. Or must we say no? Must we say, no, I have some things I want to do in my life. I got my own life to live. I can't take time out for worship like that. Or will there be a few people that will worship the Lord every day, the rest of their life? Every day. Pray to him. Seek him for grace. Love him. Read his word. Let it feed your life and your soul and grow from it. Is that possible? The Lord help us today. Psalms 100 and verse 1 to 5. I love to think about these kind of things because it means so much to me when I see it. Our God is a great God, folks, and he loves to invent. you ever had an invention come in your mind you just thought about? One time, my brother and I had an invention, and we had it made, even. And, you know, to this day, I enjoy seeing that thing sitting there on the shelf. it was something. You know, the Lord's like that. He has things in mind, and he wants to work in our lives. And so when we read now in Psalms 100, it says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. That brings credit to God, doesn't it? Come before his presence with singing. You know, we have to give up some things to serve the Lord with gladness. You know what we have to give up? Our grumpiness. You know what we have to give up? Our own feeling of why? You know what we have to give up? Feeling sorry for ourselves. We give up these things, don't we? And then we bring credit to God. And we allow him to do his work in our life. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. And into his courts with praise. Now, I want us to think a little bit about our mouth giving praise to the Lord. Do you know that when our life gives praise to the Lord, our mouth can give praise to the Lord. I think sometimes we get it completely backwards. And we begin to feel like, I must say, praise the Lord. Well, you know what? There's nothing wrong with saying praise the Lord. That's a good thing to do. But I want to tell you something. What praises the Lord is when the Lord is praised. When you see the honor of God. When you see His fingerprints. When you see His handiwork. And that comes from us desiring that. It comes from us longing for that. Lord, would you make in my life exactly what you want it to be? I'm not just talking about doing things. Would you make in me the kind of person that reflects the honor and glory of God? Where people know that it's not just something of the flesh, but it's something that honors God. It praises the Lord. And folks, then when you say praise the Lord, it means something, doesn't it? Praise Him. Praise Him with the lips. Praise Him in the sanctuary. We've got, I believe, a song that says, do you know, we ought to praise the Lord, but it should not be just a bunch of words. It shouldn't be something that we just put on display. Oh, did you see so-and-so, how high they jumped? And I was in a group one time. I say in a group. I've never left this group since I came here. But I was in a setting one time, and they were just kind of boasting about this one and that one and the way they ran and the way they did and the way they jumped and how this one was such a, you know, they were just sitting there just looking at everything. You know what? Just praising the Lord with our lips isn't necessarily praising the Lord. Sometimes it's bringing honor to us. Look how joyful I am. You know what? It's okay to praise the Lord. It's okay to jump if God gets glory out of it. But you know what we want to do? We want to give Him honor today. Oh, may the Lord help us to praise Him. May the Lord help us to praise Him with our lips, to give Him the fruit of our lips, our thanksgiving to Him, that we honor Him. Goes on to say, be thankful unto Him and bless His name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. Now, you know, I'm trying not to... No, I'm not going to apologize here. A few more things here. If the Lord can make the bird to sing, can He not make us to sing? I want to encourage those that have gifts of singing, and God's given you that, to pray to Him, to use that gift. Do you know that the ministers, they don't just get this messages on a whim usually, on the cuff. Many times it comes from hours in prayer and seeking God and pleading with Him, Lord, I need something. You know what? God wants us to come before Him too. Lord, I want to bring glory to Your name. Our services, we need some specials. And I don't want to be on display. But if You, Lord, will inspire a song, if You will give me some unction and give me some enthusiasm with it, then, Lord, the service will be blessed. And we long for that, don't we? But somebody has to step up to the plate. Oh, the Scripture says, if any man... Now, the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. Do you know the Lord don't have any pleasure in us drawing back from whatever it is? Whether it's doing His will, whether it's shining when we're supposed to shine. Shine the grace of God out. I love that. There's a time for it, isn't there? For us to be able to shine. It's all the time, actually. Oh, let the Lord give us and bring glory and credit to His name. I trust that the Lord will use these little thoughts Maybe I'll read a little bit more here. Psalms 96. Listen to this psalm. And I hope that these things change in our mind a little bit, enlighten us a little more as to what God wants to do. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. That's praising Him. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. Sing unto the Lord. Bless His name. Show forth His salvation from day to day. Declare His glory among the heathen. Don't go off. It didn't say, surely go off and get in a little corner where nobody can oppose you, and then you can shine. No problems, no nothing. Everything's fine. I got everything took care of. No, he says, declare his glory among the heathen. His wonders among all people. That takes power and grace, doesn't it? Peter, he just failed so miserably. But you know what he did after that? He got right up in a few 50 days or so and preached to those same people, and 3,000 of them got saved. What happened? God worked in Peter's life. Folks, God wants to work in our life. He wants to bring honor to His name. We still read about what Peter did. Now, we don't praise Peter, do we? But the Lord was at work. Isn't that beautiful what He did? For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before Him. Strength and beauty are in His sanctuary. Do you know that word honor and majesty? Honor means grandeur, beauty. Grandeur, that is an imposing form and appearance. Beauty, comeliness, excellency, glorious, goodly, honor, majesty. That's what that word means. It says honor and majesty. The word majesty means magnificence. That is ornament or splendor. Beauty, comeliness, excellency, glorious, glory, goodly, honor, majesty. Those words are very similar, aren't they? And we see how that the Lord uses those things. He draws people to Himself. And he tells the wives even in 1 Peter. He says, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, they may also without the word be won by the conversation of the wives. Wow, by the life. That's not talking about by the words necessarily. It includes that. But it's talking about the whole life of the wife. We're all like that. People that hate us. People that hate the Lord. Do you know the Lord wants us to have a very powerful presence there? It's called humility and love and kindness and gentleness and good behavior and meekness and all those things. That's a very powerful thing, folks, because people long to not be bound by themselves. They're embarrassed many times. And I understand that. Don't we all understand that? Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto His name. Bring an offering and come unto His courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before Him all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Lord reigneth. The world also shall be established, that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heavens rejoice and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar in the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the people with His truth. Oh, I just want to leave that with us this afternoon. I'm so challenged in my own self and in my own heart. Lord, would You work? Would You work? Please work. Amen.